Now, the band that's known up there as E2, L1, and E1 is generally in the Galileo also known just as L1, which is convenient because, of course, it's centered on the same 1575.42 megahertz as the GPS L1. Of course, there are two different modulation schemes, as I mentioned, BOC and BPSK, so that they can basically stay out of each other's way. And very important to the Department of Defense in the United States was it will be possible to jam signals, if necessary, without also jamming the Galileo PRS, a public regulated service.